Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Apparently, the bat's body fits perfectly around an erect penis. But still, he definitely shouldn't have eaten it after. Oopsies. Welcome to episode number 7 of the Marty and Michael podcast.
It's fully actual.
We're coming at you straight out of the heart of the pandemic.
What's it called? Wuhan.
We are fucked here. You can't go outside. Everyone's dying. It's getting crazy. This, you'll be hearing this a week from when we're recording it, so it's probably going to be even more fucked. Even more fucked after this. And people are saying, oh, you know, influencers aren't affected by this. People, you guys make more money from, because people will be sitting inside watching your videos. No, they won't, because no businesses, we only make money when there's ads in videos. And guess who pays for the ads? Businesses. And guess who doesn't have any business? Businesses.
Even Facebook have sent their staff home.
Yeah, so it's like there's no support for Facebook and stuff.
We post a video, it doesn't get monetized.
YouTube's being all fucking weird, so yeah, it's going to be funny. But the good news is that we've got bloody lots of time to film lots of stupid shit. And just fucking try and have a good time during this time, hey?
We did a makeup tutorial today.
Yeah, we did a cheeky little makeup. That's for the website only, which of course reminds me that this podcast is sponsored by the universityofmarkle.com. Just go and register there if you want to see over 6 hours worth of unseen content. So Michael's just gone and wiped dog shit all over his face today. That will be on the website. All in good time.
So. We did Cribs, MTV Crib episodes.
Yeah, we did a tour of my house, tour of Michael's house.
That'll be one episode. That's like, what, 15, 20 minutes of footage? Right.
Some
there.
Shit like that, yeah. So, yeah, it's all gone.
Times are tough, but $5 is $5.
Now, we've
Matthew, why are you laughing? You got a mic? You can talk?
We'll
How
wait.
Are you going?
We'll
How,
wait.
How's
we'll
the
wait
times
for
are wholesome?
Connor, you have to cut.
So yeah, in the middle of this coronavirus shit, there's nothing to do. Everything's fucking closed. Everyone's just sitting around at home. But you know what? We've got our last PO box.
Mail's about to shut down.
So
really,
I dare say that the PO box will slow down a little bit. But if you can send some shit, there's a PO box. PO box 256 Tagum, 4018. Queensland, Australia. So short PO box. So the science experiment segment is back this week.
Yeah, dude, I've got a good one for you guys today. Is that what we're doing now?
No, not now. Well, there's not much to shit talk about. People are dying. People are getting very sick. Everyone's staying indoors. It's all very exciting. We're pretty prepared.
I bought canned fruit, some pasta, and beer.
Yeah, we didn't do much of a panic buy, but we just went out and bought just some essentials. Still don't have
and
any toilet paper.
We bought weapons.
Yeah,
we got,
oh, that's true.
We went to a shovel over there.
Went to Bunnings and I bought two axes, one for close fights and a longer one for when I'm chasing someone or for when I plan to start looting.
Well, I bought this is like a, it's sort of like a weapon because you can cut them with that part, but it's shield too and a small axe.
Yeah.
So it's like a shield and a weapon.
So we got weapons and we got tents so we can drive. Worst case scenario, if shit gets crazy and we can't defend our homes anymore, we're just going to get in the car and drive to the desert and where we'll slowly die. That's our plan. All right, that brings us what's first segment time? Let's crash it to question time. Matt's renamed this segment to
oh, desperate times. Here we go.
I've lost my job. And of course, this is a segment where we just answer questions that you guys have sent in via Instagram. Munt.
Swanee. Speaking of Nigel Munt, we got a question about him soon. Swanee Boy 01, question for the podcast. Where do you see each other in 5 years? I see you
on a mountain.
In ICU. Does that make sense? What's ICU again?
Intensive care unit. Very evil.
Yeah, I reckon. No, that's more probably me. I reckon. Where do we see each other, ourselves? I reckon we will be bigger. We will be not just the best.
We'll be pretty fucking massive. We'll be a household name internationally. Incredibly well in 5 years' time. Yeah, we will be insanely rich, and be very renowned for making silly videos and just doing silly things. That's what we'll be. Big old house on a mountain. Michael will have a small tent on a large piece of land, and he'll just be growing corn crops.
I do love my corn.
And he'll just turn into like a corn expert. He'll sort of mix breeds of corn together, and he'll start his own separate YouTube channel and use our main account to promote that corn. And then he'll become like a corn farmer, like just a small hobby that sort of turns into a big sort of job. And he'll stop making videos after, I think, 2 or 3 years of harvesting corn.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I reckon. No, imagine the world in 5 years.
Alzheimer's.
It's going to be in.
I might have Alzheimer's by then too.
I reckon I've got early on Alzheimer's.
So you can't even say onset.
Onset? What did I say? Unset.
No, you said eclipse.
Eclipse. Early onset Alzheimer's, I can see coming. But it must be a good ride. At least you go a bit nuts before you die. Most of my grandparents have it. God bless them. I love them.
Would you like to hear the 10 early signs of Alzheimer's?
Oh shit.
Yeah, let's go. Put your fingers out every time you tick one off.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Memory loss that disrupts your life.
Michael's already put up all 10 fingers.
100%.
Memory loss.
My girlfriend hates that I can't remember shit.
That's one finger each. Go on.
Challenges in planning or solving problems.
We're good when we're together about it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Next.
Difficulty in completing familiar tasks.
No.
Nah. Not yet. I can still shit.
Confusion with time or place.
Yeah. When I'm drinking.
I've got two fingers up. I've got one.
trouble understanding visual images and spatial relationships.
Yeah, you were speaking to a tree the other day thinking that it was
George. That's a lie. I have been in moments, but that's from alcohol.
Usually when you're munted, you see things. Pop another finger up.
New problems with words in speaking or writing.
Michael, 100%.
Yeah.
But also me, I think, a little bit, because it's harder to talk now after...
excessive.
Drug.
MDMA use. Don't do too many caps in one sesh because you fuck your head.
Number 7 is misplacing things and losing the ability to retrace steps.
Yep.
Yeah, that's happened a few times.
Michael's got 5 fingers up. I've got 3.
Or an increase in poor judgment.
That happens all the time with me. Look at the weekend that just passed that we won't talk about.
Yeah.
Increase in poor judgment.
I think you've had Alzheimer's since you were fucking born then, cunt.
Next one. Number 9 is a withdrawal from work or social activities. Both of you withdrew from work to do other things.
Yeah, dude, traveling and other things are fun.
And the last one is changes in your mood and personality.
Yeah, but they change back.
Yeah.
All right, so Michael's got holding 8 fingers up. I've got 4 fingers up, so...
I'm double cool.
There's also a big thing at the bottom that says, get checked, early detection matters.
Oh, fuck that.
You're going to have to go get an Alzheimer's test.
Imagine if I had Alzheimer's.
We could do it, turn it into
MS,
a website video.
Alzheimer's, a bit of depression.
And that brain cancer you've got in your left femur.
Frontal lobe. Left frontal lobe.
All right. 2 more questions and then we're going to move on. What happened to Michael's face?
Well, right now, that makes sense.
Amir Salkick 12. Well, Michael has been fucking around with vacuum cleaners. He's been using them to clean his hair, to suck himself off, and now too, he had itchy eyes because he had a bit of hay fever. So he put them on his eyeballs and was sucking them, and it gives like a hickey on his eyelids.
So it started the other night when I was drunk, and I figured out that you could vacuum your eyes and you'd get like hickeys on your eyes, and it looked like you'd been punched. So then we thought, let's, for our website, make a video called The Vacuum Raccoon. So we were trying to help promote
raccoons, because raccoons are endangered maybe soon. So we thought, fuck, we better prepare if raccoons do become extinct.
So we can change humans to raccoons, which we did to me. Didn't work out as good this time because now I've only got one bung eye, not two. Anyway, that's why I look fucked.
Does my beard look weird?
Yeah, you look more Amish. Anyway, next question's from Lef.
Have you ever done any hardcore drugs with Nigel Mund?
He's sober.
Nigel is sober. We've tried. We've tried to push him off the bandwagon because fuck, he's got some good stories.
We want to get him back to Dave Dodd.
Oh, he just wants to smoke a bit of meth with him.
I want to hook up. I want to suck his bum. Oh,
fuck all night on meth. You can fuck all night on meth. Soup.
Yeah, we tried. He doesn't. Yeah, he's so clean now. It's hard. Like, it's hard for us, but
he's still good.
It's hard
for
us.
He's still good fun. You just give him a bit of buddy. Give him a coffee. Come, we can't fucking run around circles.
D_Namel has asked, dear podcast workers, what is hard work getting to the?
Was it hard work getting to the point where you're at?
I can't read.
Alzheimer's.
Was it hard?
Still can't read.
Was it hard work getting to the point you're at, or is it something else?
With the podcast, well, let me tell you this. What's his name?
D_Namel.
We've done 47 episodes. This is our 47th episode, and we haven't received a cent. Any money.
No, he's talking about getting hard to the point we are in general. Hell yes. To a lot of sacrifice, a lot of parents.
Oh, do you mean with on all platforms? Yeah, of course, dude. It's 4 years of shit.
Everyone thinks you're fucking crazy, which you are.
Yeah.
But you're trying to get away with being crazy to make it cool, which no one really respects until you get enough numbers behind your name, and then all of a sudden, apparently somehow you're cool.
Yeah, everyone, all the friends that stop talking to you, all of a sudden fucking, hey, mate, I haven't seen you before. I've seen your video. So funny, mate. So shut up. Shut the fuck up. It's the same people who are bloody like, have you seen what they're doing? Oh, God. It's like, get a fucking real job.
Alzheimer's. MS.
Fucking hell. Doctors being, you've got Alzheimer's. You've got multiple sclerosis to Michael. Like,
can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
I do know that whole journey was quite wild. Do you reckon you'll ever write or talk about it in full one day?
Yes, I will be writing a book about my life, and then also one about our life, and then one about Matt from Wholesome.
Of course. And it will be written in concrete. It's_is_Matthew_FGG. How do you see your high score on the game?
Listeners, we have a mobile game called Marty and Michael Catch Me. All right. It's available.
Catch me if you can, I thought.
No, it's just Catch Me. It's available on iOS.
Shit, I'm not good.
And Android. All right. Awesome. Just search it and you'll find it. All right. And give it a review if you like. And basically, we're running a competition where whoever sends us in a screenshot of the highest level will be inserted into the game as a character. And all right.
There'll be many more. This will already be done.
Yeah. Yeah. By the time you're hearing this, the competition will already be done, but there will be another one coming. All right, so it's a game. Download it, play it. It's fucking good shit. If you want to see what level you're up to, it's the beginning of each new run. It says whatever level you're up, and you just take a quick cheeky little screenshot off your fucking gut. Last question.
Question for the podcast, Marty: have you ever experienced a cow fucking you, Or would you ever consider being fucked by one? And this is from Jake underscore Burgess.14.
Okay, Jake.
And he's got one after for me.
It's good to see you curious, but no, cats can't fuck me. They don't have dicks. A bull could fuck me, but no, I've never been fucked by a bull. They're usually running away. You know, it's quite intimidating in the middle of the night, hearing yodeling coming from the darkness.
Okay. What about if you got one of the cows... Do you like cows over bulls? One of the cows udders and forced it in. Would you let that happen?
No. I wouldn't ever enter anything from the cow. It's all just about dominating the beast and me inserting myself and forcing my will onto that animal. That's what it's all about.
My will.
No, that is my nickname for my
willy.
Dick.
You mean you're willing?
Accept my will.
He's also asked Michael, what is the one thing in your life you regret the most and why? I'd say smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, fucking idiot. Except, although we did get our most viewed video from me fucking with you.
Kids, don't ever start smoking because it's so, so addictive. And fuck me, it's just... That's smoking for you. All right,
that's the end of the question segment, which leads us to our next segment, which will probably not be that long because there's only one piece of thing that you guys sent into the PO box this week. This segment has been renamed to
Stop! You're going to wake the neighbours. Oh, wait.
I turned his headphones up. I didn't even realise he thought I was screaming really loudly.
No, I knew. I was just adding on to the joke.
Anyway, this is a segment where we open up things.
No, be careful. Okay.
That you guys have sent to us in the PO box. Fine. There's something in this. There's something in
Who's
this.
Who's it from? Is there a clele?
In this letter. No, it's anonymous.
Oh.
Valiums.
Oh. No!
Thank you, dude.
Oh my god, we're having one each.
What's five? Yeah, I'll have one. What's 5M mean?
5 milligrams.
What's the ones we normally take?
10.
Oh. Damn it. I guess we'll have two.
Yeah, well, this is oxycodone, dude.
Oh, you got oxycodone as well?
Yeah, here.
Oh my god.
Wait, these were open, though. I wonder if he's taken these out and put something else in there.
That was open.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. You're trying to scare me.
Nah, but look at the shape of it.
Oh, no, it says ox on it. Oxy.
Yeah.
O-X-N and...
This is what we want! People, you're sending us drugs? Thank you. Thank you for that. All right, here's the letter that's in there. Yeah, here's the letter that's in there. Hey, you sick cunts. Hope you are doing well and have got some corona by now. Loving your vids. Keep up the good work. With the good, here's something for Michael to take on the next vid. Cheers. So he wants you to pass out. I haven't had mine yet. I'm too scared.
Oh, fuck you.
No, I'll have the Val. I'll save the... I don't want to be fucking... I've got to drive home and be...
How much is the Oxy?
And cook dinner.
What's
and
Oxy
shit.
Do?
Oxy's again. The same as...
I've had heaps of them.
Yeah, the painkillers that guy gives us, except probably a bit stronger. And you shouldn't mix Valium and these together. You have seizures, but that's only if you have a lot.
Oh, that's fine. I've had a few of them.
And you shouldn't have it with alcohol.
Well, I'll stop drinking after this beer. Imagine if we died because some hater sent us some fake drugs. I'm ready to die anyway.
Wow, that is like the best thing that's ever been sent to us to PO Box.
That's why we started this podcast.
To get free drugs. Thank you very much. What an awesome segment that was. We've had them now. Thank you so much to whoever sent those in. Okay, moving along to our next segment, which has been renamed to Blue Your Bucket! You Bucket Snatcher to the Tit! And basically, this is just a segment where we do a science experiment. Just in our spare time, we do science experiments just to sort of keep our science knowledge ticking over. And this science experiment is called making Coca-Cola white.
Well, I don't know, like, why you'd really want to do this, but...
Well, so don't tell us what happens, and then we can tell you why you might want to do this after.
That's not going to fizz up too much, is it?
Nah. Michael's a scientist.
Nah. Nah, it's just
maybe just hold it a little further away from the kuluk kuluk mission.
Stop! I think we lost something then.
So guys, little...
There's a little cock or something.
All right. Imagine you're sick of your Coke
being black. That sounds racist, doesn't it? Yeah. You're sick of your Coke looking like that. Okay?
Fuck. Well, I don't even know what the point of this
Let's
one is.
Let's just do it. We'll do it and then we'll figure out the point after. Just
basically,
do these.
I'm mixing 2/3 Coke, 1/3 bleach.
That's going to fill over, isn't it?
No.
You're going to fill that to the very brim and it's not going to overflow.
No.
All right, he's a scientist. Oh, wow.
So, I don't know. If you get bored of Coke being a like a dark... I saw that.
That's gonna be fucking big guy.
So, oh man, bleach stinks. So,
that's not bleach, is that to my asshole?
I don't know. If you want to do a prank on your friends and you want to give them a Coke.
If you want to prank your friends, give them bleach.
Yeah, but no, give them Coke mixed with bleach because it is still Coke if it's bleach mixed with it.
All
it's
right,
just
well,
Coke with bleach.
We'll have a sip. Let's see if it still tastes good. No, it's so clear. All right, so for those of you watching, Michael poured the bleach in on the Coke and the Coke has turned a yellow urine colour.
And within 5 minutes, this will be completely...
It'll be water.
Water.
So if you...
It's turning Coke to water, I'm pretty sure.
But water that you can't drink or touch.
Yeah. So it's just... It's making Coke undrinkable, but it looks like water.
You would maybe want to do this experiment if you want... It to look like you have a lot of water.
Get rid of that.
Around your house. That's maybe why you would want to do it.
All right. No, this is the fucking way you do it. You want to poison your spouse.
Groundskeeper.
Spouse, gender, whatever. Give them this. Because it's still Coke, technically. It's just got a bit of bleach in it.
Hope that they can't smell.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like Coke. It doesn't look like Coke either. But it is technically... You saw how much Coke I put in it.
Well,
that's
just,
Coke.
It's bleach and Coke now.
Yeah.
It's bloke.
It's bloke.
Our next segment is called...
That's my favouritest one yet.
And this is a segment where we basically just do a prank call. Could you hear that?
Yeah, the first one was perfect.
All right, we literally just tried 15 different numbers. So, unfortunately, we're calling Domino's.
Thanks for calling Domino's. How can I help you?
Pick up, thank you. But I just have to let you guys know that I am currently in quarantine and that I have been exposed to someone with coronavirus. I haven't tested positive or anything yet, but I have been exposed and I have been told to self-isolate for 14 days, and that was about four days ago. I just have to tell you guys that, but yes, I'm going to come in and collect the pizzas. And so just letting you guys know to definitely maintain that social distancing thing that they're saying about on the television.
Or I'll see you.
Yes, sir. Actually, I didn't get you. Can you explain clearly? Would you like to place a pickup order, or for the at what time would you like to pick up the order?
I'll do pickup. Yeah, I'll come into the store. My coffee is much better today, and I'm pretty good at catching most of them. So I'll just come in into the store. I'll be in and out in a jiffy. But just let the staff know, and maybe the other patrons in there, that someone potentially with coronavirus will be coming into the store. Maybe let the staff know that that's going to happen, because I don't have any of those masks or anything left, and I just don't obviously want to put anyone in any danger or anything.
Fucking,
do you know
I'm
what
over
I mean?
It. I'm fucking over
I'm,
it.
I'm a bit I'm going up. A bit stir crazy at home.
I'm a bit fed up.
Sure, sir. Just give me a moment. Just be on hold for a minute.
He's going to ask his supervisor, and the supervisor is going to say no.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, hello. I just called you guys just before, and you guys put me on hold for about 5 minutes and then hung up on me. I was just wondering what was that all about.
Sorry. No one hanged up on you, but looks like the line might be cut off. Do you know who you're speaking to?
I forget his name, if I'm being honest. It was...
Is there something I can help you with?
Yeah. Look, I was just in the middle of ordering a pizza, but as I explained to the other guy, I have been exposed to someone with coronavirus, and I am actually in self-isolation for the next 14 days. So I legally have to tell you guys that. But so I was just maybe thinking, give the rest of the staff a bit of a heads up that I'm coming in, and just make sure everyone's following social distancing rule, you know, all that stuff on the TV.
Yeah. So why can't you do a delivery? We do like a zero contact delivery, which is we drop the pizzas right in front of your door.
You've got a car and you want to use it. Yeah, look, I've got my...
2 meters and you can take your order.
I've got my mother-in-law here, and she's actually... she's actually a massive bitch, and I don't want her to see that I'm ordering a pizza, so I'm going to have to just come in. But don't worry, I'll put my hand over my mouth and stuff. I don't have any of those masks left. But
no, can you do me a favor? When people are in isolation, we need to worry about our staff as well.
You're coming
in. I understand. Yeah, that's why I thought maybe... That's maybe why I thought let them know.
You can stand outside the store, and we can find a safe place so we can leave the pizzas, and you can take it from there.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I'll come in, and I'll just bang on the glass at the back or at the front of the store, and
of the store, and wave your hand so we can come out. But do you mind doing me a favor, just do an online order so we can drop those pizzas out to you? Because if it is cash payment again, you need to come into the store. And,
I was just gonna use the rest of my coins in my wallet to pay for the pizza. That's all. Would you be okay if I just left the coins at the front of the store as well? There, you'll see me. I'll be the one banging on the glass, and I'm wearing shorts and a singlet, a pink singlet, and two boots. So I'll come and bang on the window, and I'll leave the coins at the front door, and then I'll just accept them.
Even as an employee, we have to worry about our own safety as well.
Totally understand. I would hate to make anyone sick.
But if you can do it online, that would be really helpful. Because if we have to touch the money, that's
the money is real money though. It's not fake. I know, but when we have to touch those coins
when you're putting this back, and you got to understand, like, we all survive on our daily wages as well.
So just to be clear here, you're asking me to order online because you don't want me to come into the store, and you don't believe my money is real, and you want me to order online. I don't even have a laptop, my fine friend. I don't even have a laptop. So how do you expect me to order online? Look, I'm just down the road. I'll just pop in very quickly. I've just got my money now. Once you see me just banging on the window, just come out and take my order, okay? And we'll just go from there if that's all right. Because I don't even have a laptop. And to be honest, you're being quite rude. And you are actually contributing to starving. That's what you're doing right now. You're contributing to starving. It's already so crazy out there today. And you're contributing to starving. And I'm so hungry. And all I want to do is come into Domino's and get myself a little pizza. And you guys are there denying me access. Denying me access.
I'm coming in there. I'm coughing everywhere out of
retaliation. I'm coming into the store.
Mate, if you come...
Are we going to get hate for that?
Oh, fuck you. It's just a joke.
Guys, by the way, we called them back and told them it was a joke.
Oh, yeah. And we've totally sorted out. Everyone's all happy. There's no panic happening. Matt, you were there. We didn't make that up at all. Everyone's fine.
We just called them back and said, hey, mate, sorry, that was just a joke. Guys, that is the end of episode number 7. If you want us to do prank calls, DM them to our Instagram, name of the person you want called, where they live, and just a bit of a scenario that they're in. Don't just say, oh, they
full
like...
Full name, address. We won't put the address in. We won't put the full name in.
We won't say anything.
Details.
We won't say anything of the details, but I just need them for the prank call. So, and don't just say, oh, he likes football. Just be like, oh, yeah, he's recently been, you know... put whatever, just an actual scenario that they're in. I can't think of an example, okay? But just fucking, yeah, because those prank calls you sent in, not one person answered. Not one out of 15. So we had to call Domino's, and that guy's all panicked now.
Yeah, we created... It's their fault.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it, but yeah. Matt.
And that's why...
We're the best.